Chapter 2. Dealing with Guilt. When I was a young boy in elementary school, my teachers had rules and regulations. One of the rules was that we were not to chew gum in class. Another rule was that we were not to talk to our friends during class. When we broke these rules and were caught, we had to endure various forms of punishment, ranging from standing in the hall to staying after school to writing sentences. Sometimes a student had to write, "I will not chew gum in class," 100 times on the blackboard. If the infraction was more severe, the student was sent to the principal's office, which was a formidable experience. The first time a student was sent there, he received a scolding from the principal and a minor punishment, such as staying after school. In addition, he had to put his name on a large paddle made of wood. If the student was sent to the principal again, the principal asked, "What's your name?" And if he found that student's name written on the paddle was then applied to a certain part of the student's anatomy. So there was a simple system of crime and punishment at my elementary school, with an escalating pattern of punishment. The typical criminal justice system also features many levels of punishment that may be imposed for the violation of laws, from a simple fine all the way up to the death penalty. One common form of punishment is incarceration. It is interesting that when a person is convicted of a crime and is sent to prison, upon his release it is sometimes said that he has paid his debt to society. This simple statement encapsulates the idea that the concepts of crime and punishment are often understood in the metaphorical language of economics, of indebtedness. A debt, of course, is something that is owed and can be repaid. When we wrestle with the question of what we do with our guilt, at least on the human level, we are asking how we can make up for our guilt. We want to know what we can do to set the scales of justice back on an even plane. In some cases, we can make restitution or endure certain punitive measures. But what about our guilt before God? There are a number of subtle ways by which we attempt to deal with the objective reality of this guilt. Denying our guilt. One of the things that we do to deal with this...